everybody. Eric Bischoff here. And have you heard about Strictly Business? Strictly Business is a brand new weekly series exclusively on adfreeshows.com. Join me and my co-host John Alba every Tuesday as we take a deep dive into the business of the professional wrestling business. And this is some straight up business talk here. No fanboy nonsense. We discuss television contracts, advertising, licensing, and of course, the highly debated ratings. So if you want an unfiltered, brutally honest, anti-fanboy understanding of the professional wrestling industry, well, Strictly Business is the series for you. And hey, if Elon Musk likes my tweets, and he did, you're going to love Strictly Business. Sign up now and listen at adfreeshows.com.
Jim Crockett Promotions presents Ric Flair's Last Match, July 31st at the Nashville Municipal Auditorium. StarCast Weekend in Nashville, bringing wrestling companies together for one of the most unique cards ever assembled. Main evented by Ric Flair's Last Match. Tickets are on sale right now at RicFlair'sLastMatch.com. And you can catch the show live streaming on pay-per-view and Fight TV for only $34.99. Ric Flair's Last Match. Walk in that aisle one more time for the last time. StarCast is presented in part by ProWrestlingTees.com. T-shirts designed and sold by over 2,500 pro wrestlers. By Lenny Bakken, certified financial planner. And by Powerbomb Pizza. Pizza crafted and sold by pro wrestlers. Powerbomb Pizza, powered by Kitsch Data.
Get the house you want with the payment you want at BuyWithConrad.com. And you don't need perfect credit or money out of your pocket to do this. At buywithconrad.com. NMLS number 65084, equal housing lender. The first step to buying a house is buywithconrad.com.
We are broadcasting from the Blue Chew Studios. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code ARN at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. Hello and welcome to episode 150 of ARN. This is Paul Bromwell, and today I'm joined by the Hall of Famer, the founder of the Four Horsemen, the creator of the Spine Buster, the owner of the Horseman trademark, the lover of satin jackets, and the man who is as comfortable talking about Blue Chew as he is cutting a 3-minute promo on the American Dream. Ladies, all seven of you, and gentlemen, he's the enforcer, he's double A, he's Arn Anderson. Arn, how are you this week?
Only seven?
It was an educated guess. I don't know, maybe more. Maybe we're growing the audience, buddy.
No. I'm kind of a guy's guy, I guess. You know, the ladies are, you know, I'm sure they're looking towards the more handsome folks.
They're listening to Eric Bischoff's podcast, yeah.
Well, maybe. Who knows?
I'm kidding. But man, 150 episodes, brother. Can you believe it?
Doesn't seem like it, does it?
It is just, man, it is. But you know what? I love the fact that we have been, and I know Conrad changed the format a while ago, to really just tell your story on a month-by-month basis, breaking it all down on how it started from your origin. It's the origin story. It's like, you know, when they rebooted Batman and they started with the origin story and everybody fell in love with that. That's what we've done with the Batman of wrestling, Arn Anderson. And this has been fun going down memory road with you, buddy.
Well, you know, one of the things I like on, like, say, let's just say ESPN, you know, the 30 for 30s where you get to learn about the person, the human being, and how they got where they are, and, you know, just all the particulars. And I think when we decided to go that route and just basically we're walking through 40 years of my life, you know, in this industry, and just taking it a month at a time. People are enjoying, I think, you can almost feel the growth and the transition and, you know, all the things we had to go through. And to be able to share that with the fans, awesome.
And I think what's cool, too, is, and this is help from the ad-free team and Richard Land and others, is the ability to go back and grab the clips and kind of have the video piece of it, too. For those that only listen on audio, but to tell the story also through the videos of your life, it just adds another layer where it's a documentary of the Arn Anderson story. So I'm really enjoying doing this with you. So appreciate it. Listen, before we jump into March 1989, I do want to take a minute to remind everyone that 3 weeks from now, the countdown is on. It's StarCast 5. It's invading the fairgrounds at Nashville. And a few weeks ago, they made the big announcement that the Ric Flair match has taken on a life of its own. David Crockett and Ric Flair came out on social media and said, guys, we had such an outpouring and demand of ticket sales for this event that now they are moving the match from the fairgrounds to the Nashville Memorial, I guess it's the auditorium. So that's where Rick and Ricky Steamboat had their Wrestle War match, and that's where Ric Flair's last match is going to be at. So I don't know if you heard that or not, Arn, but that's big time, man.
Well, I would venture to say just about anybody that wants a ticket, a building that size is going to accommodate quite a few people that were going to come and just didn't get in quick enough. But I wouldn't wait too long. I wouldn't hesitate too long, because that building's going to sell out too, I can assure you.
That's right. And listen, this is your opportunity to see the Horsemen reunite, to get those pictures, those meet and greets, to meet the man himself, Armed Anderson, as his t-shirt says today as we record this. Arn, along with several of our friends, including the leading lady in the Arn Anderson fan base, Miss Amy Vaughn, we are excited for StarCast, and we have to get that personal moment, that conversation and picture. I honestly can't wait to catch up with so many of our friends and colleagues in person, because let's be honest, thanks to the pandemic, it's been a while since Conrad has been able to do this with all the variables, and we're so excited to be bringing this installment of StarCast to Nashville.
Well, the one thing I can guarantee you, for the fans, Conrad's going to over-deliver. And we're going to all do our part, you know, to make sure everybody has experience of a lifetime. You know, when back in the day when he was, you know, aging a little bit and getting in his later years, Richard Pryor was still a funny son of a bitch. And I was a huge fan of his humor. If somebody would have said, okay, guys, you know, it's winding down, you got one last crack at seeing Richard, I got a feeling I would have done anything I could do to get there, because this truly has all the trappings, has all the story. It is the last match. You know, it writes itself.
It does. If you're still debating on whether to go or not, listen, check out StarCast.com. You can find out all the details. If you can't make it, you can check it out. StarCastWithArn.com. That's where you can find exclusively on Fight TV the link that works for you. If you want to see it all, you can buy the full package. If you want to watch just the roast or just the final match or whatever you want to watch, you have options there. So check out StarCast with Arn, and that'll be your go-to website to make sure that you can view it there.
This episode is being brought to you by Zen Nicotine Pouches, the simpler way to experience nicotine satisfaction and enjoy lasting change on your terms. Zen Nicotine Pouches are a fresher, simpler way to enjoy nicotine that's helped millions of people achieve lasting change by offering smoke-free and spit-free satisfaction. I don't know about you, but there's been many times in my life where I needed to make a change, like trying to be healthier or spending less time at work. I knew I needed to make a change, but I just wasn't ready yet. And a lot of smokers and dippers out there can probably relate. Zen understands there isn't just one quote-unquote right time to make a change. Everyone's timeline is a little different. Everyone's on their own journey. So whether you feel like you're ready to take that first step towards change, Zen will be there with you, with the right strength, with the right flavor, at the right time. If you're thinking about making a change and you want to learn more today, check out Zyn Nicotine Pouches at ZYN.com. That's Zyn.com. That's ZYN.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Before we get to Nashville, though, you and I have some business to handle, my friend. The real reason people are here, and that's to find out what's going on in the life of Arn Anderson in 1989. It's March, and that means it's WrestleMania season. And even though Mania did not happen until the first week of April, the push is on, and it's very apparent in all the television and syndication that we are building to the big event. And even though you and Telly have a match with Strikeforce, the month of March, my friend, is like the past three. It's the Brainbusters and the Rockers. You guys are burning down the house shows circuit. And are you ready to do this, my friend, or are you ready to jump into March 1989?
Let's ride the wave.
Here we go. We're going to jump on, and we're going to ride it. And the month of March begins in Canada. We talked a lot about Canada last week. We're going to do it again, this time in Sherbrooke, Quebec, on March 3rd. 3,719 fans turned out for the Rockers versus the Brainbusters. You guys, Arn, would work second from the top. And believe it or not, you lost this one cleanly. So that was rare that if you would lose, that it was a clean loss. But you move on from there. And on the 4th, from Hall, Quebec, you and Tully once again faced the Rockers in the semi-main event. And this card was headlined by the WWF champion, the Macho Man Randy Savage, ooh yeah, Arn, and Bad News Brown in a Harlem street fight. And this is the first time I remember Quebec coming up. Canada is special, and you might remember the night. After WrestleMania 18, Hogan received a standing ovation for 17 minutes uninterrupted from this crowd in Montreal. For you, how did wrestling in Canada compare to wrestling in the U.S.?
Well, there's a big standing rib, I think, from the folks in Quebec, Montreal, or in the area. When the American folks show up and start pulling in the convenience stores and asking directions, I guess it's a standing rib. No inglés.
Ah.
No understand.
I
don't know if it's just a that area and that's a standing joke, but we didn't get as favorable a response, and maybe it was because we're rat bastard heels. Hope that was the reason. So it was, you know, if you go to Toronto, it's just like walking around New York or somewhere like that. You get over in Quebec, it's a different story. It's almost like a different country, and I think they want it that way.
And they're a passionate fan base, man. As far as, you know, I just talked about the Hogan thing, but they were rabid. They love their professional wrestling, and I figured just curious if the wrestlers could feel a difference from the U.S. audience versus the Canadian audience, but it sounds like they didn't appreciate you guys whatsoever. You were the heels.
Yeah, and I hope that's the case. You know, It's just, no matter where you go in the world, everybody's different. That's what makes traveling so awesome. Mm. You see, you know, there can be small differences, can be huge differences. And I would say that, you know, Montreal is as far from being Toronto as you could possibly get, and that's the way they want it.
Well, Arn, you're back in the States. It's March 5th, Springfield, Massachusetts. There's 7,000 people, and they would attend the matches there at the Civic Center. And on this night, Sean and Marty defeated you and Tully by DQ. And then the next day, you guys would make that trek two-thirds across the country. The Brainbusters would main event the show that night in Colorado Springs against the Rockers. And unfortunately, you guys would come up short on the short end of that one when Michaels pinned you, Arn. However, I dare say there are worse things in life than to be pinned by a man who would go on to be known as one of the best in-ring performers of all time. And might I add, one who gives you and Tully the credit for teaching him and Marty the second time around with WWF. So there you go.
Allegedly.
allegedly
pinned me. I can tell you this, Colorado Springs is way up there as far as elevation. And the building sat up on top of a mountain on top of that. You're talking about blowing sky high, blowing up, getting out of breath. That is one of the hardest places to go out. And we just worked the same match that at our same pace that we normally did. And about 15 minutes in, I'm going, Jesus Christ. Well, kind of like I breathe now sometimes, but then there was no reason for it. And I'm going, Tully, do you feel that? And he said, hell yeah, I feel it. And I asked those guys, you guys feel this? That air is mighty, mighty thin. And damn, just a whole different feeling.
I don't know how somebody gets used to that. You know what I mean? Some of these athletes, they always talk about playing in the Mile High and Denver and, you know, you hear that and you often wonder, well, I wonder what that's like. It sounds like you got firsthand experience, my friend, on it's brutal.
Well, you just think, hey, you start questioning yourself, did I eat too late? You know, did I not stretch out or warm up enough? What's going on here? And the reality is, it's just the elevation. There's no air up there.
Well, Arn, listen, speaking of unexpected experiences, sometimes there are things in life that happen unexpectedly and things that sometimes that we wish we were more prepared for. And there's one thing that I want to talk to our audience members today to make sure you are prepared for. And yes, I am talking about life insurance. Goliath Life is the leader in providing peace of mind. Think about insurance for a second. We all get medical and auto insurance, yet we never even know if we're going to have a need for it. Let me let you in on a little secret. You need life insurance because, unfortunately,
don't say it.
We're all going to pass away. Now, as you let that reality sink in, Arn, as you sit there, think about what would happen if your family stopped having your income tomorrow. Now, thankfully, Arn, we've gone to GoliathLife.com and we're covered. But if you haven't, you need to make sure you have a plan for it. You need to visit GoliathLife.com. And I mean right now. Listen, I've lost two friends in their 40s in the last year and a half, and I don't even want to think about what their families would be going through had they not had life insurance. So if you don't have it, get it. Protect your family. And I suggest you go to GoliathLife.com because they've made the process of getting affordable life insurance super easy. GoliathLife.com streamlines the life insurance process by allowing you to get quotes from more than 20 carriers within minutes, and you'll pick your terms and payments to fit your budget. You pick your price, you start the online application, and immediately you will even schedule the medical exam to come to you. I've done it. They sent someone to my office. I skipped the phone calls, the paperwork, the invasive conversations, and GoliathLife.com made buying life insurance so simple. There were no hidden fees. There were no upsells, no hassle. Hell, not even a phone call. GoliathLife.com is life insurance in your hands on your time, and you can get multiple quick quotes right now from the comfort of your own home and begin your application in a few easy clicks right now at GoliathLife.com.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Arn, on to some exciting things, and we're talking about wrestling. And it's March 7th, and the WWF tapes syndicated television for WWF superstars and primetime wrestling. You got to love those long days. And you and Tully took on Scott Casey and Omar Atlas, winning the match with the Spike Piledriver. This match, though, would not air until April 8th. And then you guys would head on down to the big state of Texas. In Odessa, Texas, WWF recorded Wrestling Challenge and matches for primetime. And you and Tully wrestled Louis Spicoli and Tim Horner. For those of you that may remember Louis Spicoli from ECW, here he is in the WWF back in 89 wrestling. And this is for primetime that would air on March 26th. The match lasted about 2 minutes and 15 seconds, and you guys would pick up the win over Spicoli after you and Tully used the Spike Piledriver. And then following those 2 days of TV tapings in Texas, you and Tully head east to the house that Jerry the King Lawler built You're at the Mid-South Coliseum in Memphis, Tennessee. And that night, the WWF drew 6,000 fans to the Coliseum. And you and Tully picked up the win against the Rockers on a card that featured Hogan and Boss Man on top. And then on the 10th, the crew headed back to Canada, this time to the Forum in Montreal. And before I get to Montreal, I want to pause here. I want to talk a little bit about you guys wrestling in the Mid-South Coliseum in Memphis, Tennessee. That is known as Jerry Lawler Land. Any fond memories of wrestling there at the old Mid-South Coliseum that you care to share? Anything that you remember of that crowd?
Well, they're more of a we call them high spot crowd.
Yes.
Tennessee high spots. Anything you could think of to do entertainment-wise and push the envelope and it still be considered a wrestling match, they've done it. They've seen it. It's a little bit of a carny atmosphere, but that's a good thing, because I would venture to say there's been a wrestling event of some sort, big and small, in Memphis at least twice a month for probably 50 years. Or twice a week, I was going to say. Twice a week, I bet you there's somebody with something going on in Memphis. And it was just, to this day, I think Jerry Lawler still has a television show that he's affiliated with. It's on every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. Is that correct?
He may. I'm not familiar.
I swear I think that's a
fact. But I bet you he does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever work with Jerry Lawler at all, like wrestle-wise? Did you ever wrestle Jerry?
Once.
Okay.
We went over as a six-man tag. It was a co-promotion. Somebody was trying to negotiate, I'm sure, a deal with the other one, but it was Jerry and Dusty and I think Magnum, maybe. And it was myself and Ole and Tully, I think, at a six-man bunkhouse match. And that's the only time, I think, that I wrestled Jerry, and it was just brief.
Very cool. I'll have to look that one up and see if I can't find that one, especially since it's the only time that you can ever remember wrestling in. Very cool.
Maybe we just stick it in just randomly in one of the other shows when you run it down.
Okay.
What the hell? I think people will be interesting to see.
Absolutely, could be a bonus show too for ad-free cool. shows. Just to watch.
There you go.
All right. Well, listen. March 10th, the crew heads back to Canada. And as I said, this time to the Forum in Montreal. And clearly, the Canadians love them, some Rockers versus the Brainbusters. You guys are back working second from the top, man. You're working the card that featured Hogan and Dino Bravo in the main event. So they know what they were doing booking this card, having Hogan versus Bravo. And I'm sure the crowd went home happy, because as Bruce Prichard taught us a long time ago, Hogan must pose, brother. And so I'm sure they got a little bit of their Hogan. And listen, I want to tell all of you, if you're looking to strike a pose, showing off those 24-inch pythons after a session of clanging and banging while Real American plays in the earbuds, but lack the energy to hit the gym after a long day at work, do we have the partner for you? That's AG1 from Athletic Greens, because you know what? It just hits right. It gives you more energy. And I was tired of taking pills and vitamins, Arn. I just wanted one scoop to give me 75 high-quality vitamins and minerals. And I'm telling you, this did it. It improved my gut health. I'm sleeping better. I have improved focus. And what's not to like? This, my friend, is a slam dunk.
You know, you're trying to come out of your chair there. I don't know if
I felt like I was having a Jim Cornette moment.
You just fired up.
I was excited.
Damn, so it's working for you,
obviously. It is. This AG1 just kicked in while I was doing the promo.
Well, I'm starting to get a little feel for that myself. So, hey, man, let's rock and roll with this stuff.
That's right. Don't sleep on it, because I'm telling you, you don't want to. You're going to get better sleep quality, speaking of sleep, and you're going to recover better. And it costs less than $3 a day. It's completely worth the investment, and it's received 7,000 five-star reviews. You can't beat it. And right now is the time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's what Arn likes. We learned last week he is addicted to ice water, and that's all it takes. You just throw that one scoop in the ice water, and you're good to go. You're not swallowing horse pills. No more need for horse pills and supplements. No, you just throw that scoop right in that ice water. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five, that's right, count them, five free travel packs with our first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Arn. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Arn to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Whew, I'm fired up, man. That AG1, it's working for me, brother.
That's five.
That's five. That's five. There you go. Listen, like months past, you flew from Tennessee to Canada. Man, you guys are all over Canada, only to fly back to Tennessee. I mean, you guys are just all over the place. That's what happened.
Oh, shit.
It's March 11th, and you're at the Auditorium in Nashville. And here you are. You're taking on, guess who? The Rockers. And you'd come up short against them. But that same day, Saturday night's main event recorded in February, that was recorded in February, would air. And in our first clip of the week, we have the pre-match interviews as well as the conclusion to this encounter. Let's take a look at what went down. Here we go, Arn.
Busters. I suspect there's going to be some head knocking when the Rockers beat these two men. They are the Brainbusters, Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard, with manager Bobby Heenan.
You know, I don't know about you, Pee-wee, but I've had it just about up to here with the Rockers. Rockers this, Rockers that. I've had it with them. We're going to get rid of them tonight.
All right, Tully Blanchard.
You know, Bobby wanted us. He wanted a great tag team that could deliver the championships. And that's what we're going to do, and we're going to start with the Rockers, because what this is action personified, the greatest tag team in professional wrestling history.
All right, Arn Anderson.
Mean Gene, this is a thinking man's organization. We call it a division of labor. Bobby does the thinking. There's the speed. I'm the power. We got the connection. We've got it all combined in a way that it's unstoppable to anything ever seen. We are the finest team, and we're going over the Rockers.
We got some work to do, guys.
I thank you. They are the Brainbusters, along with their manager. Vince, let's get back to you.
No, Mean Gene, you're coming back to me. And, you know, I don't think it was strike one against Bobby Heenan in the Rick Rude match. I think it's all part of Bobby's master plan.
Oh, really? Well, Heenan's up to bat again here with the Brainbusters as they square off against Tag Team Specialist. Mean Gene Okerlund is with the Tag Team Specialist, the Rockers, Shawn Michaels, and Marty Jannetty.
First to welcome the Rockers to Saturday night's main event. Marty Jannetty, Shawn Michaels tonight, gentlemen. It's going to be the Brainbusters, Tully Blanchard, and Arn Anderson.
Oh, I tell you what, Mean Gene, this is the one the Rockers have been waiting for on national TV for everybody to see. You know, in the past, Gene's gone fighting back to the dressing room. But tonight, the Rockers are going to keep it all in the middle of the ring for everybody to see. And this time, we're going to take care of them once and for all. Isn't that right, brother?
That's right, baby. You know, there's one thing that can be said for the Brainbusters, and that is you are winners. But then so is the Rockers. And you know, when you put two winners together, somebody's gonna be a loser. And you showed the world that you'll do whatever you can to be a winner. But you gotta remember one thing about the Rockers. We live by that old saying, when we're good, but when we're bad, we're better.
Oh yeah, I like that. They are the Rockers. Marty Jannetty, Shawn Michaels. They're gonna be facing the Brainbusters. Vince, let's get back to
way. No tag made up for me right out of there. It's a legal tag right there. Breaking the board across the eye. I used to like that move. Arn Anderson with Jannetty. Missing. On target the next time. Look at that maneuver. Tagging Arn Anderson.
And Arn signaling it's all over.
Hooks to the leg. Two. And Shawn Michaels coming in. And what do you got to say about that? That match would have been over with if Michaels hadn't made a save.
Maybe, maybe not.
What do you mean, maybe? Jannetty slammed to the canvas by Arn Anderson. Anderson using the ropes, going up now to the second rope. Getting a leverage coming. Oh, my! He caught both knees in the abdominal area. Now it's going to be who can make the tag. Both men are hurt. Who's going to tag? Arn tags Tully.
Here comes Tully, and there's a tag. And here comes Shawn Michaels.
Michaels accelerating in that ring.
Rocking
a suplex. Ooh, look at that maneuver. How can that be? A save by Jannetty.
Now it's two on one the other way.
Oh, four men to the outside now.
will anxiously await this decision. Running lips on the part of Jannetty. And you can see there, what a tag team matchup. Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard coming back into the ring for more. Here we go again. Michaels and Jannetty putting it over the left arm.
The match is officially over.
Double drop kick.
This is all after the fact, McMahon. This match is officially over with.
Here is the referee's official decision. He has counted both teams out of the ring. This bout a double countdown.
I got an interview to do, McMahon. I'm out of here.
Oh, hey, real quick. I want to remind everybody, and listen up, wrestling fans. It's time to win with Zen. Get to WrestlingPrizes.com right now to register for your chance to win one of four once-in-a-lifetime digital Q&A sessions with wrestling legends like the Nature Boy himself, Ric Flair, Eric Bischoff, the WWE Hall of Famer, maybe the voice of wrestling, Jim Ross, or what about the hardcore legend, Mick Foley? Winners will also get an autographed replica title belt and a prize pack from Zen. That's America's number one nicotine pouch. Register once per day now through July 15th at WrestlingPrizes.com. Here's a disclaimer for you. There's no purchase necessary to enter or win. It's open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Void where prohibited. For official rules, visit WrestlingPrizes.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
So there we go. A double count out, Arn. Few things here. First of all, the promos at the beginning, they were a lot of fun. What did Bobby call Okerlund? Peanut?
Something Pee-wee. Like
Pee-wee, there it is. So I got to ask, you see there it ends in a double countout, and you and I had a conversation. You said, hey, you know what kept this fresh with the Rockers is we went in and we winged it. What about something like this? You're taping, obviously, a Saturday night's main event. Would you still, hey, let's go out and do what we've done on the circuit, or let's talk about this one a little bit more before we go out, realizing this is going to be on national television?
Well, you can see that we switched up some of the match, which makes a difference. Gene Okerlund, I got to give him right here credit where credit's due.
Yeah, so good.
I love that man. He's one of the nicest, kindest, most professional, funniest, understated humor, you know, of anybody I've ever met. And he is really, he's one of the guys that I really, really miss. I didn't get to spend, after I left there, much time with him until he came to WCW, and that was so refreshing. And actually sat around, had a few cocktails with Gene, and God almighty, I was so fortunate that Brock, my son, got to meet Okerlund before he passed. And he had heard me talk about him and how just what a big fan I was. And Gene is just, man, he's just awesome.
Thank you for sharing that. I got to meet him once, and but man, he was so fun to watch on television, no matter what role he was doing, and just his side comments throughout the interviews and things like that, and how he would add in his charm and comedy, just so good, man. He's all time great.
What a straight man.
Yeah, perfect. So listen, as we saw the double disqualification, we saw a number of drop kicks from those guys. They were throwing double drop kicks and single drop kicks. And this is just a fun question. Who do you think had the prettiest drop kick during your days in the ring?
Brad Armstrong.
Ah. No That's surprise it. On that one. No surprise there.
No pause. Yep. Yeah. He was a great worker.
Well, Arn, following this hot start, I can say it, I promise. Following this hot start to March, you guys got 5 days off. There you go. And would not wrestle again until the 16th. So that sounds like a nice little break.
Yeah.
But on the 13th, a previously recorded episode of Primetime Wrestling would air, and we got an enhancement match, and we get an inset interview. And of course, because it's primetime, we get the ever entertaining interlude between Gorilla and Bobby and Arn. As you've come to expect, we got that clip. So we're going to take a look at that one now. This is Primetime Wrestling, March 13th.
Talk about brain busters.
Roll it. Let's see the brain busters.
We're not ready to roll it. I want to see my brain busters.
You know what they look like. What are they going to look like when Strike Force gets down with them? That's a question
in
my mind.
Well, they're going to be doing a lot of striking, and there's going to be a lot of force, but it's going to be done to Rick Martel and La Bamba. That's what's going to happen.
You mean Tito Santana, not La Bamba.
Close enough.
It'll all happen April 2nd, Trump Plaza in Atlantic City right now. Let's take a look, in fact, at Bobby the Brain Heenan's Brainbusters.
Jesse. Everything the Macho Man says rings true to me. You know, I find it amazing, with Hulkamania as large as it is, that that guy can't go out and get a girlfriend of his own. Has to steal somebody else's.
Oh, boy. I'm anxious to hear the rebuttal a little bit later on from Hulk Hogan. Santini and Daniels teaming up to face one of the premier combinations in tag teams today, the Brainbusters. We had an occasion to speak with the Brainbusters a little bit earlier on about their WrestleMania matchup.
WrestleMania 5 is the place. Strike Force, you're coming against us. But I'll tell you what, you're not going to rain on our party. All the big gamblers are betting on Strike Force. We're the long shot. And when you're the long shot, it makes winning so much sweeter.
I disagree with Arn right there. I don't call them the long shot. I think Strike Force is the long shot.
Daniels chasing him out the ring. Tag was made to Arn Anderson. Tully Blanchard sets him up. Look at that.
Now that's what I mean about classic tag team wrestling right there. What a setup move that was. As Tully jumped in the ring, he tagged Arn, and Daniels had no idea Arn Anderson was the legal man. Totally legal move.
Daniels, whipped into the knee. And Tully Blanchard tagged back in. And look at this. Wide open, Terry Daniels.
You know what I like about these two, too? They're both classic wrestlers. They can wrestle with anybody, but they love to rough it up. They love to bend the rules when they can get away with it, and that's the sign of a real winner.
Ooh, they're brutal.
Look at the blocking moves right there by Blanchard to allow Arn to get into the ring.
They know what they're doing.
You know, it's the little things like that, McMahon, that really tag team matches. It's the little things. Lots of times the things that are overlooked by the general public can prove to be the decisive measure to win a match.
Daniels trying to brawl his way to make the tag, and does indeed.
You notice right there how Arn Anderson didn't let the man fully into the ring. He nailed him as he was coming through the ropes. Another one of those little things.
Tully Blanchard trying to set up Santini. To the midsection there, Santini on the canvas. And the quick tag. Off the rope, Santini. What's going to happen here? Drop toe hold. Wait a minute. Come on, there was a tag already.
They got the count of five.
Ooh, a knee to the back of the head of Santini.
Beautiful move by Blanchard there, tying Santini up, allowing Arn to drop that knee.
And back body drop. Santini almost dropped all the way outside the ring. Again, tag was made a moment ago to Tully Blanchard. Drop kick.
Look at that drop kick.
Yeah, look at Blanchard struck around. Look at that slap of Daniels.
Great move. There's another one of the little things I talk about. That slap has distracted Daniels, and allowed that spike pile driver. It's over.
It certainly is. That maneuver, one of the most dangerous maneuvers you'll ever see.
You know, I love Jesse Ventura breaking apart the little things during that match.
You bet. He's the governor, you know, former governor.
Yes, but you know what? It was really nice as a fan to sit and watch it. I mean, I watched it originally when it was on primetime and haven't seen it since. But you never really got commentary like that. Usually in the WWF, they'd be talking about maybe a little bit of the match, but also doing a lot of storytelling of either what's going on or who you're fighting next. But for him to literally sit there and point out, this is why they're doing this, and this is why they're doing that, and that really helps turn the fan into a student of the game, and I appreciate that.
Well, in between the other guy going, look at that maneuver. What a maneuver.
You needed that. You definitely needed it, for sure.
Definitely.
Oh, that's good. Well, listen, you guys are back on the road. Your eyes got so big. That was funny. March 16th, Sean and Marty bested you and Tully at the Ocean Center in Daytona Beach. The Ocean Center in Daytona Beach. What a historic venue. That's where Hogan would do the big change, man, isn't it? And for the NWO.
That was one of those that you'd bring the family with you. That was a vacation stop, that's for sure.
Yeah.
The Marriott right across the street from the building.
Yep.
Glorious. So
you guys are down there March 16th of 89. And then the next day, though, you didn't have time to enjoy any time down there because you're back at the Rosemont Horizon in Chicago. 9,100 in attendance. The Rockers would defeat you and Tully. And, man, I got to say, one thing about the WWF, Arn, is that they knew how to play the hits. Because following that show at the Rosemont, the next night, it's the Boston Garden. And it was sold out. 15,200 fans saw Sean and Marty defeat you and Tully by DQ when you, sir, pulled the referee out of the ring when Michaels had Tully pinned. Boss Man and Hogan worked a cage match as the main event. And as we've mentioned previously, this is Schiavone's favorite match he called during his time in the WWF. So there you go.
Really?
Yes, it's one of his all-time favorite WWF matches. I think it's his favorite WWF match. Boss Man and Hogan working that cage in the main event.
Nice.
And one of these clips, I think it might be the last one we're going to share today, you're going to get yourself a little bit of Tony Schiavone on commentary, commentating you and Tully, not since the days of Jim Crockett are we going to have. Have we heard that? So that'll
this be
fun.
Is a treat.
Yeah, it's going to be a treat. So we move on. It's the 19th of the month, and the hits keep coming. There's 14,300 people filling the Civic Center in Hartford, Connecticut. And the crowd would watch the Rockers pick up a clean win this time when Sean pinned you in the middle of the ring. The main event of this one, once again, Hogan and Boss Man in the cage. But Arn, here we go. We're back-to-back nights, huge crowds, big gates, and you and Tully are working the same card as Hogan. At this point, you're 6 months in. Did the WWF facade start to crack, or were you and Tully still satisfied with the role and manner in which the company was using the two of you?
No, we're building towards WrestleMania, man. That was the focus, and that we're riding the wave. That's what all those monster houses were, because you do some in-house programming at live events, too, to further enhance your WrestleMania stuff that's coming up. A little something here, a little something here, guys crossing in the aisle. You know, it could be just something that would start to whet your appetite a little bit.
Well, listen, I'm glad to hear that you were satisfied, because if there was something you may have been unsatisfied with, it was the next day. And I shit you not, my friend, following that huge show in Connecticut, your feet were hitting the floor at 4 a.m. because you had to board a plane and head all the way out from Connecticut to San Diego, where you guys would run the sports arena. And Sean and Marty would pick up the win by DQ on that night. And then, oh, by the way, you're coming back out to Phoenix the next day at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Fans would see the same match, this time with the Rockers winning by pinfall. And then on March 22nd, the Rockers and Brainbusters open the show at the Convention Center in Arizona. Now, Arn, I got to imagine that that was a pace setter that night. Listen, I mean, it's just unbelievable the travel that's going on. We talk about it all the time on the show, but when I read through these cards and locations and where you're headed, it's just incredible the miles and miles and the wear and tear that you guys are just putting on your bodies as you travel from town to town, East Coast to West Coast, hours behind, hours forward. And I know we talk about it, like I said, but it's amazing.
Let me ask you something. Was that Hartford show an afternoon show?
Hartford, the 19th, where you had 14,300. It doesn't say afternoon or evening. I just have the date, the where it was at, and the amount of people that were there.
Okay. And the next day was San Diego.
The next day is when you woke up and you flew out, and then you headed out to San Diego at the sports arena. So I'm assuming that would have to be. And it said it was that evening. So you flew out all day.
Yep. Thank God you picked up a couple time zones, but it's still long flight, 5 hours, five and a half.
Yep. Listen, men, if you're looking to be the pace setter and create a follow that moment inside the bedroom, you need to look no further than the best tag team partner not named Arn Anderson. Well, we're talking about ain't no walk behind her. We're talking about the up front, rise above the rest, lead the march, and bring the lumber. That's right, fellas. We're talking about Blue Chew. Summer temperatures aren't the only thing on the rise, and BlueChew.com has given guys confidence all over the world. Isn't that right, Arn Anderson?
Yes.
Listen, Blue Chew is an online prescription service, and there are no visits to the doctor's office. You don't have to have blush cheeks walking in and make weird eye contact with anybody. There's no awkward conversations. There is no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The mail person isn't even going to look weird at you. The process is simple. All you got to do is go to BlueChew.com. You consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem here. Blue Chew tablets are chewable. And there are all kinds of reasons guys aren't able to perform, whether it's age, medical condition for the older guys, maybe it's stress and anxiety for the younger guys. There's performance and anxiety not only in the wrestling business, but it happens all the time in bedroom for guys. Isn't that right, Arn?
Well, you left one out, maybe lack of interest from your significant other.
That could alter some plans for sure.
So that's another edge of getting that turned around.
You got it right. Turned around and turned on. That's what Blue Chew can do for you. Go to BlueChew.com and make sure you're able to perform at your very best every time you get the opportunity. And we're going to tell you how to do that. Go to BlueChew.com and use the promo code ARN at checkout. And you only pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code ARN to receive your first month free. Go to BlueChew.com for more details and safety info.
If you want to, you know what? If you want to put that little devil on your shoulder, Blue Chew's the one, kind of like the one that's in the background back there. See that devil on my shoulder?
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
Give him a Blue Chew and watch him go off.
That's right. There you go. So spark that little devil and put a little Blue Chew in his mouth and see what happens. A little jackhammer. All right, Arn, I'm just saying that if we ever have to do a best of, it's going to be 60 minutes of you and me doing the Blue Chew ad reads. That's all I'm going to say. So that'd be fun. I think that'd be gold. March 23rd, you guys are in Salt Lake, and once again, the Rockers defeated you and Tully by DQ. And then 2 days later, March 25th, in Sean and Tully's hometown, yes, we're talking San Antonio, Texas, 9,000 fans watched the matches from the Freeman Coliseum. And this was the first show in the arena, Arn, and 9,000 fans came to watch you guys perform. An incredible showing. How was it like? What is it like wrestling in San Antonio? Any fond memories of wrestling in San Antonio, Texas?
Well, the food is incredible. You talk about authentic Mexican food. Jesus.
Talk about it. Let's hear it.
Mm. Well, Texas in general, let's just cover the state because they have been so good to every wrestling company I've ever went through. We got smart. We started booking 10-day loops through Texas, and every town drew. Every town was great. Texas is a very, very forward state in their thinking, and they love wrestling. They always have, and they always turn out, and it's just a good experience. You'll be riding through the countryside, going from town to town, and look over and see this metal building. Barry Windham used to be a great guy to travel with because he would identify a restaurant that wasn't that really marked that well, but I guess it would be the smoke coming out of the something, but he knew what was a good barbecue restaurant, and man, we used to stop and load up. Whew, brisket, God almighty.
So you gave us a recommendation a couple of weeks ago about Calhoun's. I think that was the name of it, right? When you think about Texas, are there a couple or one or two or anything can't miss stops in Arn's memory bank that says, damn, if we're going to that town, I want to go to that place. Is there anything that you can think of on recommendation?
Every restaurant that looks like a shack.
I love it. Go to the shacks and you won't be disappointed.
Brother, you walk in the door, you'll know when you look up and see the Boston butts lined up on that huge grill and the brisket and the ribs.
Oh, you're talking my love language now.
Corn on the cob, baked beans. Mm.
Man, that sounds amazing.
Holy smokes. And they're everywhere.
Oh, well, it sounds like if we ever take this trip on the road, we're going to take a tour of Texas and do it right and do a man versus food. And I guarantee you, man will win. If it's you and me, Arn. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
I'm not scared.
I'm not scared either. I'm all in. It's March 26th, boys and girls, and it's the episode of Wrestling Challenge, and you guys recorded earlier in the month that finally aired. And in this one, you and Tully took on Louis Spicoli and Tim Horner. We get an interview with you guys as well. Here's the match, and here's the interview. We're going to take a look. This was aired on March 26th, Superstars. Let's take a look.
Beautiful. Another highlight.
Here are Tully Blanchard and Arn Anderson, the Brainbusters.
Brainbusters, Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard, the Brain, claiming that he is going to bring these guys to the championship. The World Wrestling Federation Tag Team title.
Tim Horner.
Will be the first title ever in the human family. The very short-lived one of Andre the Giant. These guys certainly have a lot of confidence. Earlier on, we had a chance to speak with Arn and Tully. Here's what they had to say.
Strike Force, 1 week, you're going to get to see us up close and in person. A week away, the horrification that these two punks are taking on right now is going to become new. At WrestleMania 5, we dominate. I can't wait.
Well, they certainly don't lack any confidence, that's for sure. Nice move there by Tim Horner. Almost got lucky, but you got to be more than lucky when you're in there with the Brainbusters. A couple of nice arm drags. I'm telling you, backs up immediately. Got pulled right back in again. He couldn't do anything about it. And once again, we must remind you, the only way now for you folks to be a part of WrestleMania 5 is either closed circuit or pay-per-view. Drops and the youngster gets out of there in a hurry. Unfortunately, Spicoli got caught on the way in. You don't want to be left in that situation with these guys. You make life miserable for you. Put the lights out early. They are masters of deception and masters of tag team wrestling. Beautiful drop kick right underneath the chin. Could have had the cover there, chose not to take it. Come on, ref, he's been in there a long time after the tag was made. You can't afford these guys. Oh, look at this. This is deliberate on the part of Tully Blanchard. He's deliberately distracting the referee here. Look out. But they got away with it. Let's go to get the official word.
Tully Blanchard and Arn Anderson, the Brainbusters.
Oh, hey, real quick, I want to remind everybody, and listen up, wrestling fans, it's time to win with Zen. Get to WrestlingPrizes.com right now to register for your chance to win one of four once-in-a-lifetime digital Q&A sessions with wrestling legends like the Nature Boy himself, Ric Flair, Eric Bischoff, the WWE Hall of Famer, maybe the voice of wrestling, Jim Ross, or what about the hardcore legend, Mick Foley? Winners will also get an autographed replica title belt and a prize pack from Zen. That's America's number one nicotine pouch. Register once per day now through July 15th at WrestlingPrizes.com. Here's a disclaimer for you. There's no purchase necessary to enter or win. It's open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Void where prohibited. For official rules, visit WrestlingPrizes.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Arn, I'd be remiss. I don't know if you noticed it or not, but referee Tim White was the referee there, and we just learned not too long ago that he recently passed.
One of the good guys in the business, along with Dave Hebner, a man. God, it's as closely as they worked together all those years to pass in the same week. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Damn. Yep, and he was refereeing that match there that we just watched. So
yeah, I love Timmy. Love Timmy White.
Yep.
Used to travel with the Giant, and that was not easy duty, buddy.
I can't imagine, but man, what a, you know, just a, again, only from a fan's perspective, just everything that you heard and everybody that you saw celebrating him and his life, and just a tragic loss for I'm sure the White family and wrestling fans in general. Again, Dave Hebner and Tim White. So thank you for sharing that with us. Arn, as we round out the coverage here for March 1989, a match between the Brainbusters and Rockers would air on March 27th. And like I promised you, one guy that is still calling action today for AEW, Tony Schiavone, your longtime friend, the guy that couldn't stop making kids in the 80s, and Lord Alfred Hayes. They're going to be on the call of this one, and we have the final 3 minutes of this match, and it is indeed the final clip of the week. Are you ready for this?
Just call him Angry Anthony.
We got Angry Anthony and Lord Alfred on the call. Okay. Let's check it out.
So Connor and he was there. Shawn Michaels met the knee of Arn Anderson. Great quickness from Arn Anderson. Shawn Michaels really hit hard that time, and Anderson is taking his time. He's on the outside. I don't think I've ever seen this before. Arn Anderson trying to climb up. What's he trying to do? Shawn Michaels is there beforehand. And he'll bring him down to the mat. He hit hard that time, but I don't know if Shawn Michaels has enough energy to try to cover him.
I don't think he has. It's a gallant effort by Michaels, and he's showing us what sort of heart and spirit he has. Plus, he's definitely showing us what great condition he has. But he has got to get out and make that tag, now if possible, to his partner, Jannetty. He's got to think only of that.
Can he do it? Both men hit very hard in the center of the ring. Shawn Michaels trying to get there. Arn Anderson is there. Kelly Blanchard comes in. And here comes Marty Jannetty. The tag was made on both ends. And now it's Jannetty taking on both men. Blanchard and Anderson both going down. A drop kick. Back goes Anderson. A drop kick that cut the chin that time of Kelly Blanchard. It's Arn Anderson from behind on Marty Jannetty. Arn Anderson sends him in. And it, that appears, yes it was. It was Blanchard catching the legs of Jannetty. Shawn Michaels and Arn Anderson are Shawn and the Tully fighting on the outside. Watch out here in the center of the ring. Tully Blanchard climbing up, Alfred being pulled back down. And now it's Shawn Michaels. As Arn Anderson has Jannetty up for a possible pile driver. Watch out, a cover is here. And Arn Anderson's a hole.
What an escape there by Anderson. He had Jannetty out there for a pile driver, and he didn't know that the place on top of the ring had been taken by Jannetty instead of Blanchard. And look at Blanchard on the outside. Pulls that top rope, and out goes Michaels, and that leaves just Jannetty in the ring with Anderson and Tully Blanchard, but the bell has gone, and we better find out what the verdict is on this as soon as we can.
Well, there's the bell again. The half of the Rockers, the other half of the Rockers, Shawn Michaels had pulled the top rope down, or had flipped over the top rope after Blanchard had pulled it down, but the battle still continues in the ring. Couple of kicks, and the Brainbusters go right down to the floor. Let's get the official word on this match.
Here are your winners by the way of a disqualification, Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty, the Rockers!
So there was Alfred, apparently, by pulling down the top rope, Tully Blanchard got his team disqualified.
Well, the referee obviously made the right call there. We saw how that came about. But indeed, I don't think, in my opinion, that the Brainbusters were really beaten. And I would say that morally, this match should have gone on for another 20 or 30 minutes. And I still don't think there would have been a winner out of both these teams.
So there it is. They win, and we got to hear Angry Anthony. It sounded like he had a little different voice for New York. Did he have like kind of a more high pitched?
Tony Schiavone here. I have the New York voice here. Arn Anderson. I've never seen him do that before.
You are that was a talent. I'm learning more and more about you, Paul. You are a talented guy.
No, I am not. I'm an idiot, is what I am. But listen, that was entertaining. Did you get to hang out with Schiavone at all for your limited time up north at all? Did you?
Every chance I got.
Oh, that's cool. That's
you
cool.
know, if we'd do 2 days of TV in the same town, we'd always have a couple. You know, after the first night of TV, because notoriously after the second night, we'd be heading somewhere else, but. Yeah, every chance I got. Tony and I have been friends for a long, long time. And ever since we first met, Jim Crockett Promotions, we've maintained that relationship. I love Tony.
Isn't it so cool to see him back in wrestling? And you guys' careers have intertwined, whether it was Crockett, then the WWE, you know, your wrestling run. Obviously, then you worked for him a long time, and he got out of the business. But now, reunited, and it feels so good. Okay, stop singing, Paul. But you're reunited here in AEW again. That's cool, man.
Yep, and his opinion is valued, and that's great to see because he is one of those guys that understands the business and is
been around for a long time. Yeah,
very smart, yes.
That's cool, man. Well, listen, believe it or not, Arn, that was your last show until WrestleMania 5 on April 2nd when you and Tully would take on Strikeforce. This week it was all about the Rockers and the continuation of an amazing feud between the four of you. But next week, it's the Mega Powers exploding, and Arn and Tully have their first and only WrestleMania match. We're going to break down some of the match with Martel and Santana, as well as look at all the WrestleMania fallout, man. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, that might be one we could watch that whole match if we got time.
I'm down for it. I want to do it and watch the match together, your WrestleMania match. But, man, I'm having a lot of fun going through your WWF career with you. And, we're going to do it. If I don't talk to you, buddy, have a good week. But that's going to wrap us up for this week.
Paul, you're the man.
Well, Arn, you are the man, that's for sure. And on behalf of the founder of the Four Horsemen, the owner of the trademark, just a talented, skilled individual in the wrestling business, I'm proud to call him friend. He's Arn Anderson. He's the Hall of Famer. I am Paul Bromwell. We'll see you right here next week when we're discussing all things April 1989. When we're back on Arn.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.